Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, because there are toxic chemicals all around us in the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the food that we eat, in our consumer products, and even in our bodies, that we're carrying around toxic chemicals from past exposures that can be released and cause symptoms or illness at any time. So what we talk about here is how to have a wonderful life, how to be productive and happy and healthy without toxic chemicals, because it is actually possible to do that. I've been doing that for many years. My guest today has been doing that for many years. Today is Thursday, December 5th, and we're going to be talking about holiday gifts. And between us, my guest and I have been giving and receiving toxic-free holiday gifts for over 50 years. So we have a lot of experience, and we've both written articles. My guest today is Annie B. Bond, and she's the author of many books, including Clean and Green, Better Basics for the Home, Home Enlightenment, True Food, which actually won an award for being a wonderful cookbook. I don't have it right. Oh, the Gourmand Awards Best Health and Nutrition Cookbook in the world. And we're going to have her on. We're going to have her on in January talking about that. But today we're going to talk about Christmas gifts. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you? Nice to be here again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love having you on the show.
Thank you.
You and I both have lots to say about Christmas gifts, but I thought we'd start out, before we start talking about what are some good toxic-free gifts to choose, I want us to just talk about Christmas gifts in general, just a little bit, holiday gifts. I should say, to be politically correct, although I grew up calling them Christmas gifts. And I know that I've gone through a big change about gift giving, and maybe you have too. So let me start, and then you tell me how you feel about gifts and how this has changed over the years. Because I think that we both grew up in our consumer society where Christmas is about giving gifts, and other winter holidays are about giving gifts, and it's a really big thing. And I know that in even though gift giving wasn't the origin of this holiday, these holidays, gift giving has become so predominant in our consumer culture that for most people, the holidays are about giving gifts. And in my house, it was such a thing that everything that my brother and I needed, my mother would wait until Christmas so that she could wrap it up and that there would be lots of presents under the tree. And I remember one year we went to a ski lodge for Christmas, and we rented a condo for a few days, my family. And this was a big deal because we never did this, and we got to go skiing. But we had to take all the Christmas presents with us, and we put them all in the car, and we took them out and put them in the condo. They went all over the floor of the condo, and we could not walk because there were so many Christmas presents.
Wow.
And it would take us hours. We would open the presents one by one, going around from my brother first because he was youngest, then me, then my mom, and then my father. And it would take us 4 or 5 hours to open our presents. And so that's really, and in my ex-husband's family too, there were 6 brothers and sisters, and we were all opening the presents one by one. It took all day.
Oh my gosh.
And so I think that giving gifts is great, but my idea of the holidays and my idea of gift giving is totally different than it used to be. Like, I don't have a lot of attention right now on making my list and checking it twice and figuring out what I have to buy all these different people in order to give gifts, because my idea about the holidays now is to celebrate the holidays and the goodwill, and to, you know, make natural sweetener gluten-free cookies for my friends and things like that, rather than what am I going to go buy. And we're going to be talking.
That's so nice. That's a really nice way shift of actually celebrating the holidays. I like that a lot.
I like it too. And this year particularly, I'm singing with a choir, and we're doing a lot of performances where we're going caroling. around the community. And so I'm going to be spending a lot of my time singing this year. And I consider all of that to be a gift. And it's, you know, spending time with people that I love and my friends, and that it's more about those intangible things than it is about having something in a box. It's not about a physical thing anymore. Not that I don't want people to give me gifts, but or that I don't want to give gifts, but gifts have a different meaning to them. I just want to tell a story about last year. A friend of mine, I said to him, don't give me any gifts. I'm not going to give you a gift. Don't give me a gift. And near Christmas time, I came home one night and there was a whole bag of gifts sitting on my back porch. And I thought he gave me a gift. But as I opened them one by one, each one of them was meaningful to our friendship. Like, they were about things that we had done together or things that we had talked about. Like, both of us are gluten-free and he gave me a box of his favorite gluten-free, like shake and bake, you know, but I don't know what that's called generically, that you can put a coating that you would put like on your chicken and stuff, something that he really enjoyed eating, that he knew that I would enjoy eating. And we had talked about social media. He gave me a book about social media. And so it was so meaningful that it wasn't about consumerism. It was about the meaning of our friendship. And that I totally loved getting that gift. Totally.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah, no, that's a really nice one. Well, you know, for me, I think as the years go on, what really, really interests, I grew up in New Hampshire. I grew up in a town that was like those Budweiser ads where you have the big horses with a sleigh going through town and the snow. And so for us, we grew up on skis. And so for us, Christmas, and I also celebrated Christmas as I was growing up, and it was always about snow and skiing, and whether or not I got my stretch pants or my skis or, you know, that kind of thing for Christmas. That was our focus, which was really nice. And we lived in a very rural, beautiful area. And for me, I think I get more and more interested in the winter solstice, and I get more and more interested in the beauty of the time of year and the beauty of beeswax candles and light and getting some boughs in the woods, because I live in the woods, and just making it, you know, a sort of a spectacularly beautiful time, because then that immediately gets you into the mood of you know, really deep appreciation about nature and things like that. So that's where I find myself gravitating. I mean, I always love being Santa Claus, but I completely agree with you that it's not like, oh, I'm going to go buy. It's like, how can I be the most thoughtful for this person? And exactly. So I really, really agree with you.
And I celebrate winter solstice too. I have for many years, because there was a time when I just wanted to get away from all that consumer anxiety about giving gifts. And I said, there must be something else. And there is. I mean, since time immemorial, people have been celebrating the return of the light of the sun and it giving life back to the earth, that things start growing again. And the whole thing about winter solstice is just about continuing the light of life, the light of the sun through the darkest days. And so the whole thing about lighting candles and they also, one of the original gifts that when people were celebrating winter solstice on a regular basis, like in the same way that we celebrate Christmas now, they would give each other gifts, but of course there was no industrialism then. And so they would give each other gifts of nature. And what they gave each other were things like evergreen twigs and dried fruits, because those were, the evergreen trees represented that life was continuing even though the days were dark, and that the dried fruits were nourishment through that time when there wasn't much light. And I think that that's really where gift giving began. And so I like to give evergreen twigs and dried fruits, just for that reason.
Well, that's very nice. I mean, for some reason when you were saying that, I don't know why I went there here, but one thing that I always will put in as a stocking stuffer, for example, will be, it's sort of my way of educating. I'll put in the 2000 years homeopathic flu remedy, like this year, 2013, 2014.
Yeah.
So I do things that actually will have an impact on their lives, and because I am who I am, I know about it, and that's a gift, right? So
yeah, that is a gift.
Yeah.
We need to go to break. We're talking about gifts today. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest is Annie Vivon, and we'll be back to talk more about toxic free gifts. So stay with us. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and today I have as my guest my friend Annie Vivon. And we're talking about toxic-free Christmas gifts or holiday gifts because we have so much experience with them. So
we do.
The next thing I want to do is I want to read a definition of generosity, because I think that generosity is what the holiday season is about. And I just love this definition. Generosity is the readiness and willingness to give of oneself and one's resources to benefit others, and to give liberally, freely, abundantly, plentifully, and joyfully. It is the natural outpouring of a feeling of being full to overflowing with abundance, with a confidence that there is always enough in this world for all. Isn't that beautiful?
Lovely.
So I think that we both have similar ideas about Christmas gifts. They kind of fall into several categories. And the first one that I always think of is how to give a gift that isn't physical. And why don't you give us some ideas about that, Annie?
Yeah, those are wonderful. Like, for example, my daughter was loved musical theater and was in all these musical theater productions in high school and everything. And so a gift for her to go with her dad to New York and go to a show is just about the best present anybody could ever give, right? So that's a supreme example. You know, that's a really special present because those shows are expensive in New York and all that kind of thing. So that's a great gift. That's a good idea.
Give us some other ideas of things that you've given or received.
Yeah, another one would be my mother was a wonderful birder, and she just was crazy about birds. And so I would often give her a gift, though, that was to Audubon or something like that. So for her to get the magazines and that sort of thing, that's not quite this category, but it's a sort of a similar thing. It's a gift that gives a gift, and it's a gift for the earth too. And it's a gift that gives a gift, which is a little bit of a different category, but that's a good example.
That is a good example, yeah. So an example, here's another example that actually I gave to somebody, not as a holiday gift, but just as a gift. And that was that one of the things that I recommend is for people to take Pure Body Liquid Zeolite, because it removes toxic chemicals from their bodies. And I knew that she wanted to get some, but that she couldn't really afford it right then. And so I gave her not only a bottle as a gift, but what I did was I signed her up as a member so that if she recommended it to other people, then she could get a commission. And there was a fee for that, a small fee for that. But in addition to giving her what she wanted in the physical way, I also gave her like that extra thing of her being able to make some money by doing it.
That's very, very nice. So another idea that somebody did for my mother, which I thought was wonderful. I mean, I guess it's no surprise I keep thinking of my mother at Christmas for me, because, you know, she was always such a big part of it. But a friend of hers was a wonderful bread baker, and she, for her Christmas, she gave my mother a weekly loaf of bread for the next 6 months.
Isn't that wonderful?
And I thought that was just a lovely gift.
Yes. And so other things are things where you can give of yourself, so there's no cost involved. And so this is a way that we can all do something, whether we have any money or not, especially, you know, in hard economic times. And like one thing that you could do is give somebody a massage. You don't have to be a professional massage therapist to rub shoulders and hands and feet and just spend time with somebody. You could also fix them a special meal, like breakfast in bed on a Sunday morning, or a special meal for the holidays. Or one thing that I really like is to make a coupon book, because that's also something that you could wrap up and they could open, and you give them a coupon for, you know, washing the dishes or for a hug or whatever, you know, whatever it is that you can do for them, that they can present a coupon and have you do that for them when they want it done. And I think that's a wonderful gift. I like that. I'd like someone to give me that.
No, that's a wonderful idea. Or another one would be to collect all the family recipes and package it together for everybody. You know, that's a nice thing. One of the gifts that I've been wanting to give to my extended family, and I will be doing, I don't think it'll be this year, but probably next, is my mother wrote some children's books at the end of her life. And so I was the person that ended up getting all of her papers, and I was going to put them all together in a really nice way and give them
wonderful.
To all of her children and grandchildren. And that's just sort of as her sort of a nice legacy. She had some interesting, she had a lot of money. Her family, they lost it all in the crash and in 1929 and went from complete riches to rags. And so she wrote this children's story called Riches to Rags. And it just would be a wonderful thing to give, you know. Or thinking of even maybe posthumously, I might try to reach out to a publisher and see if I can get it published for her, you know.
And wouldn't that be nice for your family to have your mom's book?
It would be lovely for my family. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What a good idea. So another thing that you could do is, especially nowadays when everybody's always so busy with everything, is to just spend some time with someone. I know someone that I'd like to have spend some time with me. And, you know, the gift is just to be there with them and maybe go on a picnic, although it's kind of cold in some places to do that. We could go on a picnic here in Florida. But just spend an hour talking or whatever that other person wants to do. Just say, here's my time. I care about you. I want to be with you. And sometimes
that's very nice,
we might not have time.
I like that too. Another idea is plants. My father gave me two plants that he died in 1986, and so it was probably 1984. I still have them. They're these one beautiful Caledonia orange plant and a Schlafliera, and I, you know, here it is how many years later, and I always know these were his gifts to me. So I planted a grapefruit seed when one of my nephews was born, and you know, I kept it for years and then finally gave it to him. There's some fun things you can do like that too.
Yes, there's just so many things. We need to go to break in another few minutes. But there's just so many things that you can do when you start thinking about it that, again, they don't cost any money. Like, for example, if somebody has been trying to find a particular thing, but they don't have time to go shopping for it or look for it, even if you just go locate it for them and say, here, you can go to this website, that's a gift in itself. Just anything that you can give of yourself.
That's a nice idea.
Is a really wonderful thing. Be creative. So we'll be back after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Wingad, and Annie DeBond and I are talking about toxic free gifts. So come back after the break, stay with us, and we'll have more. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we're talking today about toxic free gifts with my guest, Annie B. Bond, author of many books about living toxic free, including Clean and Green, Better Basics for the Home, and Home Enlightenment. So, Annie, let's talk now about choosing gifts that are toxic free. And before we talk about specific gifts, the first thing I want to say is that I think that giving of gifts is a wonderful way to introduce people that you care about to the whole idea of toxic free living. And I remember many, many years ago when I first started becoming aware of toxic chemicals in consumer products, that I started, and this was at a time when there wasn't much organic food available, but there were some organic oranges, and I bought them and I ate them, and I had one of those oh my God experiences of realizing what an orange actually tastes like. Because when you buy oranges in the supermarket, they're usually full of fungicides, and that fungicide flavor is what I thought an orange was. And then I tasted an organic orange, and it was so dramatic. And so I gave everybody organic oranges that year.
That's a great gift. Well, I was thinking about food because these are people, we eat food anyway. And so
right.
It's not a gift that's going to be superfluous in any way. And
But you can also explain that it's organic.
Well,
and why
you can
that's
do that
important.
And educate and then give them
right.
a taste thrill, you know. So that's
it is
just
a taste thrill to eat organic food.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's a wonderful idea. Like one of my sister's pickle grows a lot of cucumbers and pickles, and we just all look forward to her pickles every Christmas. You know, that's
yes.
just it's a wonderful, wonderful gift. It absolutely is.
Yes, and it's always, I think it's always appreciated, and it's not going to, you know, it's not going to end up in a landfill, and nobody's going to say, ew, I don't like this.
Well, and no, exactly, exactly. And the other thing, even around the, again, for stocking stuffers and things like that, I mean, I tend to give things that I know they, like my ex-husband, even though he lived with me for all those years after we got divorced, he started, like, buying dish hand soap that had liquid hand soap that had triclosan and things like that in it. So, you know, the disinfectants and antimicrobials. And so I always give him this wonderful lemongrass hand soap. And just because I know he'll use it because he's not going to throw it away. And then he'll start thinking, oh my gosh, I guess I should go back to that kind of thing, you know, and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. That's a nice gift. It's very generous to give people non-toxic things that replace something more toxic that they had been using. And I like doing that a lot.
I do too, because it gives them a taste, so to speak, of what it's like and what the difference is. And I think that, for me, before I started using toxic-free products, I didn't have any idea of like what organic food was or what a natural cleaning product might be. And I had thought, well, maybe that doesn't work so well as my toxic things, or it doesn't taste as good. Or, you know, for many years, I held on to this toxic red lipstick because I loved the way it looked. And I wouldn't even go look at natural cosmetics. But then once I did and actually saw it, then I totally love all these natural products and all these organic products, and they just are so comfortable for me and so enjoyable to use and so beautiful.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But if people aren't going and looking for them, what we can do is that we can bring those choices to them and
exactly.
inspire
like,
them.
Like some really nice non-toxic makeup would be a wonderful gift for a sister, for example, or something. I mean, I really agree. I think that's a very nice idea.
Yeah, I love that too. And even things like, I love to get cotton flannel sheets for my bed, or, you know, things that people are going to be using anyway, and that the gift is that you're giving them something that is exceptional. And
oh, absolutely. Or like wonderful
cotton
dish towels and napkins. Like I haven't had a paper napkin in my house in so many years. That's, you know, so 30 years maybe or something like that. And I,
me too.
A gift of beautiful linen or cotton napkins is, to me, just a treasure. I have this huge napkin drawer.
Exactly.
Yeah, that kind of gift is wonderful because then it sort of gives a little bit of a hint, and it's so beautiful and wonderful to use these things that why would anybody ever return back, you know? So it's sort of an inspiring gift, I think.
It is an inspiring gift, and when I think about I like to have things that are beautiful in my home, and not just ordinary, but beautiful. And some things cost more. Sometimes they don't cost more. But I'm even thinking about things like cotton napkins, where you can buy a cotton napkin for $1, but you could also buy a cotton napkin for $10 that's really beautiful. And it makes you have that beauty experience, but a $10 gift is not an expensive gift. And it's something that can be reused. It can be reused every day. It reminds the person you gave it to that you gave them this gift. And it brings a natural and beautiful experience into their life by doing that. And also saves a lot of trees. So I like figuring out, like, what are these gifts that have multiple benefits?
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. It's a little harder with the teenagers and things like that because they have their list of things that they like. But even for them, like, for example, with my daughter giving her a ticket to, even though she's no longer a teenager, she's close enough that, but that's the ticket to the show would be a great thing, or giving them music, you know, that they would listen to anyway. So
yes, yes, yes. I think that's always appreciated. Let's see. What else can we talk about? Oh, I know what I wanted to mention. So, anything that anybody on your gift list wants is probably available in a non-toxic form. And if you go to
Debra's,
Deborah'sList.com. You can just spend hours on Deborah'sList.com. That's my directory of toxic-free products. You can go to all those websites and see all those wonderful toxic-free products. And you have a lot to choose from. You're not limited to what's sold in your local chain stores. You can go online and you can find these wonderful toxic-free products and give those. And it helps support those small businesses that are offering these products that need to have your sales in order to stay in business. And so that's something else that can be done.
Absolutely. And I was just thinking, I have a friend who does have everything just about she could possibly ever want. And you know, then it comes to the gift that gives the gift that's not a real gift. So what I did with her is I invited. She's recently got remarried, and there's a spiritual retreat center near me, and they had a really interesting sustainability weekend, and they're both in this sort of the sustainability field, and so I invited them to this place for a dinner with me, and it's very rustic, and so, you know, a camp style, you get in a line to get your food and everything, and, you know, this is an enormously wealthy group, and but it was so interesting, and then there was a great performance that night that was unique, and they had an absolutely wonderful time, and I felt like, oh my gosh, you know, I could entertain them in a way that was really fun, and that was a great gift, I think, you know.
Things like that. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back with Annie B. Bond. We're talking about toxic-free holiday gifts. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, so stay with us. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Both Annie and I are clearing our throats today. and you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio with my guest, Annie B. Bond. We're talking about toxic free holiday gifts. Annie, we've talked about so many material things. I would like to get back to what you mentioned earlier about celebrating winter solstice, because that's something that I've done for many years too. The whole winter time at this time, there's so many holidays. And if you go back in history, every culture has had a holiday at this time. And one year I figured out that all the holidays have five things in common. One is being generous with people who can truly benefit from our gifts. Another is to express love in ways other than material goods. A third is to celebrate the spiritual and social meanings of the holiday, which I think that we often forget, whatever the root is of the holiday that we celebrate from whatever our social orientation is, then there's something behind it besides consumerism. Promoting peace is a big subject, and spending time with loved ones. And regardless of the holiday that we celebrate, those five things could be incorporated to make our holidays more meaningful. So I'd like to know, what are you doing this year to celebrate winter solstice? I always do different things.
Well, for me, it's more about the, one year I had an incredible time. I went down to New York. I live upstate New York, and I went into New York to St. John the Divine, and they had this amazing Mickey Hart drumming solstice event that was just an absolute spectacular thing. That was beautiful. I don't think I could do anything that would come up with that. For me, it's more about the light and the candles. I live in the woods, and I have an outdoor fireplace, and I've often had fires at night and just sat out there. I had friends over, had mulled cider, whatever, mulled wine, hot cider, and just had, if it's warm enough, sat out by the fire. That's a really nice thing to do, too.
Yes,
what about you?
Is.
What do you do? Because I know you're more experienced with it. For me, mine tends to be sort of more about the decorations and the candles, just that kind of thing. So.
Well, it's evolved over the years, and it's different every year. Sometimes It's just a simple observance. I usually get a tree, an evergreen tree, and I don't put ornaments on it. I just put lights on it because to me, the lights are like the light of the spirit of life. And I put a star on the top. And when I used to live out in the woods in California, I lived in a small rural community where by the time it got to be this time of year, we'd already had a number of storms because it was right off the Pacific Ocean. And living in a forest, you end up with a lot of forest debris on the ground. And we would just go around and pile up all kinds of fallen branches and take them to the community center. And we would have a day where we all got together and made wreaths. I learned how to make a wreath.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And then as you would drive around in this community, in this little village, you would see on the doors, everybody had their handmade wreaths that we had all made together hanging on their doors. And I just love that. I totally love that.
That is a really, really nice. That's one of the nicest things I've heard. I think that's a lovely idea.
Thank you. Well, you know, the whole thing about the origin of the wreath is it's the circle of life. It's showing that at this point where the sun is now the shortest day, it's remembering that the whole circle of life starts again. And so all these winter solstice traditions are all revolve around, like you might have heard of the Yule log. The whole idea of the Yule log is to keep the light of the sun burning all night on the darkest night. And I don't have a fireplace.
My father would always bring a Yule log in which was always so nice that he even thought of it. You know, that was just awesome.
Yeah. And so, but sometimes it's very quiet and I just am by myself. And sometimes I've had big parties. And this year I'm going to three parties. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening.
And that's wonderful. Yeah.
In the morning, I've mentioned before that I'm a member of Toastmasters and we're having our Toastmasters meeting that morning, because there's a conflict at our regular meeting time. But our theme for the meeting is going to be winter solstice and I'm the Toastmaster, so I get to talk about winter solstice. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to a permaculture party. And I've been asked to speak about winter solstice and we're going to be talking about how Stonehenge is a marker of the winter solstice day. And we're thinking about how we could build a little Stonehenge in this woman's yard so that it will line up with the sun that day.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah. And then in the evening, I'm going to just a regular Christmas party, but it has like a little open mic event as part of it. And I've already told them that I'm going to sing my winter solstice songs because
for years I've been
taking regular Christmas carols and rewriting the words. So I have a whole pile of winter solstice songs now.
That is real. Those are wonderful ideas. When you were mentioning about Stonehenge, most people don't know this, but I did a sound healing week with a teacher in Vermont a number of years ago. And we went around to all the sacred place sites in Vermont, and of which there are many.
Ooh,
and
I didn't know there were any in Vermont.
We went deep into the woods and found places where on the winter solstice the sun comes right through the way the stones are put. And I have pictures of this teacher and people there in the deep of winter, right there on the 21st of December, as the sun comes through these places. It was absolutely mind-blowing that existed up there. I was so blown away.
Well, one thing that I've been doing for years is where I sit, as I'm sitting right now where I work and do the show at home, the window faces east. And so the sun comes up every morning right through my window. And so I can see it over the course of the year moving across the horizon because it comes in different parts of my window. And so I have a mark on my window where it comes up for winter solstice. And so I have this dream that if I ever remodel this room, I'm going to put a little space right there so that on winter solstice, the sun is going to shine.
Oh, what a nice idea. Right. Very nice. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, and of course, the other thing that we haven't really talked about, but which is certainly of huge value at this time of year, is doing things for others in the community, helping
yes.
out. You know, you started touching on it when you said, this person, I could go see them. I mean, we may have friends that are housebound or what have you, and to make that extra effort to help, to see what you can do to help them, or to work in your community, helping the homeless or whatever. I mean, that's just there's a huge cold snap coming across the country right now, and I just saw somebody post on Facebook, for $20 you can buy these sleeping bags that you can give out in cities to the people that are just don't have a place to go. There are lots of things like that one can, you know, I mean, I always recommend people just do what resonates to them. It's not like I have to go do this. It's like, what do you want to do? Maybe you want to work in a soup kitchen. Maybe you want to buy a bunch of sleeping bags. You know, it's just whatever works for you is really always the best thing, I think.
I think so too. And I always try to keep in mind that this really is a season of giving, even
yeah.
though people like to receive gifts. And, you know, but it's really about me feeling thankful for the abundance of my life, and feeling like that I want to be, well, I give all year in a lot of ways, but really at this season it is about giving. And so it's like, where is there something that's needed? What do I have to give? What do I like for me, singing this year, as I mentioned before, is a big thing. And right here in my community, we don't have a lot of people who are going out caroling and bringing that Christmas cheer. And, you know, we're wearing our Dickens costumes and all those things. And it's just we're going to go out and sing, and people are going to smile. And that's bringing happiness to our community. And it can be as simple as that.
That will definitely do. And I just had another thought that I think would be a fun thing to plan for future years. And that is
yes.
that, we all know that climate change is going to be really tough on agriculture, and so if you're garden, you could start saving your seeds and then
yes.
give those seeds to people for a holiday gift, which would be a,
absolutely.
I think, a really
wonderful
and
seedlings
gift.
Yeah. too, if you're planting
yeah,
little seedlings.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so much. Well, Annie, we only have about a minute left. It goes by so fast. So is there anything else that you'd like to add that you haven't said?
Well, I think it's really about it. Every time you start going into your head about Christmas, like, oh my God, I got to do this, I got to buy that. I mean, just go into your heart and like, what's meaningful here? What would make a difference? You know, and then I think you just go in the right. It helps you go in the right direction, right? So,
I think so too.
I think that one's one way.
Well, thank you so much for being with me, Annie, and we'll have you back in January, and we'll talk about True Food, your book, True Food. So I just want to remind everybody that you can go to deborahslist.com, or you can just go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and go up to the top of the page, and in the navigation bar it says shop, and you can go there to find all kinds of toxic-free products for everybody in your family, everybody you know, whatever. If you're looking for anything from, you know, a bar of beautiful handmade soap to clothing to a water filter, anything that you're looking for to give for a gift, you're probably going to find the toxic-free version on Deborah's List. And you'll also get a lot of good ideas. You can also give people a copy of my book, Toxic Free, which will help them understand how to remove toxic chemicals from their homes and their bodies. And just so much. There's so much out there. So look for things that are toxic free and give them and enjoy the holidays.